Welcome to another Ian and Joe's Tip Tours, taking you to inspiring places and giving you ideas to reflect on. Well, Joe, why have you brought me here?
Well, Ian, look around you. We're standing in front of one of the greatest Jacobean mansions from Tudor times in the country. This is in the heart of the Cotswolds, and this is called Bybury Court Hotel. It's beside the River Colne, a very, very famous trout stream, a few minutes from the very pretty town of Bybury. And I think it's a wonderful spot. It's got hundreds of years old trees. It's got lovely riverside plants. It's just a lovely building. It looks so special. You can hear in the background there's been a wedding. Some people are disassembling the marquee. There's a couple of coaches with tourists just arriving and having lunch. This hotel has won Restaurant of the Year a number of times. It's also one of the best hotels in the country to spend time at. But just coming out for a cream tea and a cup of coffee makes it special. It's a lovely place.
It's incredible.
Bybury Mill, just a few yards down across the lawns.
We just did an audio boo around
there. We did an audio boo there as well. And, yeah, it's a very inspiring place.
And the trees here, I mean, there's a beautiful cedar outside on the front lawn, and there's yew trees and oaks and ash. It's just a tapestry of colour here, isn't it?
It is. It's a really, really pretty place.
So what tip would you like to share here?
Well, the tip I'd like to share today is called acquiring perspective and balance. Because if you look at the actual house, you can see that the architects who designed this were very, very aware of those two things: perspective, the whole aspect of the building, the way it's been constructed and designed, and the way it's balanced, both wings of the house and the grand entrance. It's got a whole sense of perspective and balance. And those two words are very, very important to me about total life fulfillment in general. Having perspective is standing back and having taking a dispassionate view of things, not being too radical in your beliefs or too overbearing or trying to be too much of a know-it-all, but trying to get situations and things that occur in your life in a reasonable sense of perspective. And balance, I think, is the twin sister word of perspective. Having a balanced view in situations is so important, because there are so many people that I call barstool philosophers who have a view that the only view of the world they have is theirs and it's the right one, rather than taking a step back and having a more balanced view of life. And I think if you move through life having always at the back of your mind a sense of perspective about what you are and what you're doing, and a sense of balance, so you're not too judgmental or too prejudiced about something, then you become a much more interesting person without being too extremist in your views.
So having an open mind and being aware of all the other options or the other things that are going on,
you know,
the other arguments, the other points of view.
Exactly. It's listening to other people's point of view. Don't respond immediately putting your point of view across. Listen, reflect, get things in, say, in perspective, have a balanced view, and you'll find that if you don't take extremes and you're not overbearing with other people, then you have a much more stress-free life and a more enjoyable life.
Brilliant. Oh, that's absolutely excellent, Joe. Thank you ever so much for sharing that tip with us. And if you've got a tip that you'd like to share with us, or maybe a place of special interest that you'd like us to visit and find out a bit more about, then come along and tell us at tiptours.co.uk.